This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't know what to think of this next situation here. Hitman and Carla, I got back this week from spring break with my girlfriends. Nice you were able to get away. We had a great time. It was the first time in 6 years that I had been away from my boyfriend. I loved all the guys that were flirting with me. My friends are jealous of my relationship because my boyfriend is such a great guy. I have to admit, I am now having thoughts about what it would be like to date. I'm scared because if I do break up with my boyfriend, who is my first and only love, I could be losing the best thing that's ever happened to me. Before my trip, we had been talking about getting married sometime in the near future. But now, I'm not so sure. He is the only guy I have ever kissed and have ever loved. Should you marry the first person you fall in love with? My friends say that my flirting was the same as cheating on him. I disagree. I'm starting to think that there is something I may be missing out on. Is the grass greener on the other side?
May I just say flirting is not cheating. Everybody has some mild form of flirtation.
Flirting is not cheating?
I mean, if you're grabbing someone's bottom, yeah, that's cheating.
But flirting is not cheating?
No. Everybody does it to a degree.
Everybody does it?
To a degree.
No.
But listen, let me tell you why this situation...
Excuse me, time out. Everybody does not do it, and everybody doesn't do it to a degree, and flirting flat out is cheating.
Listen, the word flirt gets a bad rap. It really does get a bad rap.
All right.
That's neither here nor there.
Sorry, Webster. Go ahead.
I don't know if I want to now.
No, please. I insist.
Listen, let me tell you why this can be dangerous. Okay? This whole situation. She's obviously missing something in the relationship, and if he really loves her, he will let her get it all out of her system. Let me finish. You're gonna say something. When people are with only one person at such a young age for so long, they start wondering what else is out there.
Really?
They start feeling a certain type of way.
They do.
He needs to let her get it out of her system, because if he doesn't, she might be resentful and maybe even end up cheating on him.
First and foremost, she's already cheating. Okay. Secondly, I know a lot of people that have married their high school sweethearts, and they have been together forever, and they are some of the most grounded, happiest people on the planet.
How many? But are you who you were right now when you were 25? Are you the same person?
Mm-hmm.
Not at all, right?
Mm.
People change, and you can only hope that you change at the same rate in the same direction.
So you're advocating for her to explore options? No.
Isn't that
869-1093? Do you agree with Carla that this girl should venture out into the wilderness?
If he loves her, when she gets it out of her system, he's waiting for her.
She should become an explorer, just like Lewis and Clark, and walk out into a land unknown, unseen, and not knowing what she will find.
Here we go.
Or should she be sensible?
I'm not saying she ought to marry the guy, but this guy's done nothing wrong. Stormy is on the line this morning at Power 93.5. You've been patiently waiting to weigh in, Storm. Go ahead, what do you think?
I don't know who I agree with more, because I was 18 when I got with my now husband, and we broke up once in between that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I went clubbing and did all that, and now we're married, and we're very good.
So you have to venture out into the sea of life before you realize that everything that you needed and wanted was right there at home already.
She had to see all the other fish in the sea.
No. I didn't have all the other fish in the sea. I went in clubs, and I partied, and I acted, you know, my age at 21-year-old and up.
That's right.
So
let me ask you this. while you were clubbing and flirting, do you think that would have been cheating if you're flirt like splashing a smile, oh, conversation, fun and light, and then you go about your day? Is that cheating?
In my case, we weren't together, so I don't think it was cheating. But in my heart, I felt like I did cheat.
You did.
There's only one man that I've ever loved.
There you go. See? There's only one man. And she's with that one man right now.
But what did they do? They separated for a while because they were young, had their fun.
Okay.
Came back together because it was real love and it worked out.
Thank you
thank
for
you
calling.
So much,
and thank you for admitting
you're
that
welcome.
You cheated, okay? I appreciate
no,
that.
No,
it's quite all right, Storm.
No,
it's quite
no,
all right.
That's not
Storm
so brought
the rain.
Thank you. I appreciate
you're
it.
Welcome.
See, it's hard for women to admit when they cheat.
Oh.
Hello, Power 93.5. Hello, good morning. What do you think?
No. I don't think so. If she's going to sit there and do all that, if it was me, I would have been dropped her because that's ridiculous. There's no way that you're going to sit there and be like,
oh, I'm just flirting. It's not serious.
If it's that serious, then you will be serious with this guy. Hell no. She done lost her damn mind.
Thank you, dude. Thank you. Thank you, homie. Appreciate that.
Thanks. Yeah.
See?
No, see nothing.
See nothing? She cheated on this guy already.
Oh,
and now she's trying
wow.
to go, oh, I don't know.
Can we give her props?
Do I like this one or do I like that one?
Let's give this girl props for being real.
869-1093. Can I get somebody up in here to really stand up for what's right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.